a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Tired. Excuse. Senator Olson.
Here.
Senator Sutton. Excuse. Senator Teason.
Here.
Senator Holian. Excuse. Senator Ewing.
Here. We do have a quorum. Would entertain a motion on the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by Senator Olson and seconded by Senator Hager to approve the minutes from the last meeting. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
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 All right, minutes have been approved. Welcome everyone again. We've got two pages with us today. Would you like to come forward and give us your name and where you're from?
I'm Bridget Etter from Watertown, and I'm going to University of Mary next year for education.
All right, thank you.
I'm Marcus Ireland from Alcester, and I'm going to USD for political science and economics.
All right, thank you. If any of you have any handouts, please distribute them to the pages, and they'll get them to the committee. And would also remind everyone to that's going to testify this morning to please sign in legibly so that we can get it in the record. I believe at this time we'll go ahead and get started. Our first bill on our docket this morning is House Bill 1139. Title is to revise certain procedures for competitive sealed bids by public purchasing agencies. At this time we will take proponents. Good morning, Senator Teason.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Craig Teason, District 34, Rapid City. As you saw by the title of the bill, we're going to change the course of world history today. Actually, we're going to have an effect on construction projects at airports. This bill is all about the way FAA grants money and normally pays for 90% of airport construction projects. This bill is designed to make sure that the state can take full advantage of that money. By the way, it awards the bids. This is a contractor-friendly bill, and other proponents will discuss it further. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Do we have further proponents on House Bill 1139? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We did ask Senator Teason to bring this bill forward. The amendment, it is a hog house, but it has the exact same purpose as the original bill. We didn't even change the speaking points. It just very finely takes the original bill and narrows it down and fine-tunes it until it only does what we specifically intended. The original bill was thought to be maybe a little too broad and maybe brought in more things than we had wanted. And so we are specifically only talking about airport improvement projects. Those projects in South Dakota are funded with 90% federal money. Late in the fiscal year, the FAA will redistribute money that has not been used. And so in order to be able to access that funding, you have to have a bid in hand and ready to put out. The problem is that with our, you have to, once you've let a bid, you have to award it within 30 days under South Dakota law. That 30 days does not always match up with when the funding becomes available. And so this bill simply says that if you put it in your bid letting, that you may go longer than 30 days. The contractors know it up front. Further, when you go longer than the 30 days before you let it, the contractors are allowed to withdraw their bids with no penalty. And so they don't, excuse me, they don't lose the bid bond that they're required to put up. And so it really is a bill that we worked, I think, all of the wrinkles out of before we brought it before the legislature. So we urge your support. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponents, House Bill 1139. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Todd Seaman with the Department of Transportation. We'd like to voice our support for House Bill 1139. We also believe 1139 will help South Dakota airports access additional FAA funds for airport improvement projects. The changes proposed by the bill level the competitive playing field with surrounding states, and obviously the DOT is very supportive of development projects that improve airport facilities. Through the South Dakota Aeronautics Commission and the Department's Office of Air, Rail, and Transit, the department encourages development of airport facilities in South Dakota. We believe 1139 will further South Dakota airport development, and we also encourage your support. I would stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any further proponents? House Bill 1139. Seeing none, we will offer it to the opponents. Any opponents? House Bill 1139. You want to re-give your testimony, Senator Teason?
Yeah, just give it.
Okay. We'll close the testimony from the floor and open it up for discussion, questions, or action from the committee.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Move
Okay, we have a do pass motion by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Hager. Any discussion on the motion?
I don't think so. I think it is a bill that should have come a long time ago, and I think we should pass it.
Okay, I will offer my comments as well. I do come from a community where we've had a lot of improvements going on in our local airport, and this is definitely a good bill. It will help the process. We have a do pass motion by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Hager. We will now have the roll call. And those in favor of the motion will say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Hager.
Aye.
Heinert. Excused. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton. Excused. Teason.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. Okay, we have a unanimous motion for due pass. Senator Olson.
5 minutes.
Consent. Okay. Motion by Senator Olson, seconded by Senator Teason to be placed on the consent calendar. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Second bill on our agenda this morning is House Bill 1165, to revise the composition requirement of the Historic Preservation Commission. At this time, we will take proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, I know Representative Munsterman is out of state.
Okay.
We support this bill, I can...
Well, looks like you and I are on that bill. We'll take just a few minutes here to kind of regroup, so we're at ease for a little bit here.
Give me 30 seconds and I can message it. Write me down for this bill as well.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
No, I think Senator Holling's going to testify on the bill.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Teason.
Yeah, I suggest that we hear the bill, and then if we decide that we are still missing information or have questions, we could defer it then.
That sounds like a good idea. Senator Holine, you're going to take a crack at it.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Local Government Committee. I am the pinch hitter, but I am. My name is on the bill as one of the co-sponsors, and... when I looked at the bill last night and again today, you can see for yourself it's not a very complicated bill. Basically, it's for the Historic Preservation Commission. It can be hard to find people to serve on these small boards, as we all know, serving on local government. And this just allows the commission to make up their own residency requirements to specify who can and who cannot be a member. With that, that's really all I have to offer on this one.
Okay, any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, Yvonne Taylor with the Municipal League, and we also support this bill. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Further proponents? Are there any opponents? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony from the floor and offer to the committee for discussion or action. Senator Teason.
Just a question there. So the governing body could be a county, a municipality. What are the options for governing body?
The governing body could be either or. It can be a municipality. We have counties in the state. We have cities in the state.
Have you signed in?
Just a random voice from the crowd.
I'm the director of the office, and yeah, we have.
You really should sign in. You're going to comment on anything.
Yeah. You want someone who signed in to say what you said?
The list is over here, sir.
Sign up right up here.
And I'm gonna allow the gentleman's testimony.
We're not giving you a hard time. We're seeking answers to questions, and hopefully they won't be very hard questions.
Thank you. If you want to just take a seat there, and you can, or are you finished? Do you have any follow up there, Senator Teason?
No. Let's just get it on the record. My question was, who would be the governing bodies? Municipalities, counties? Are there any other entities that would be governing bodies? Go ahead.
Identify yourself.
Yes, my name is Ted Spencer, Director of the State Historic Preservation Office. Currently in the state, we have 18 certified local governments. They are all either municipalities, aka cities, or counties.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Any further questions or discussion on the on House Bill 1165?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Holine.
Question for either one of the proponents that actually know a lot more than I do. I just want to make sure that we're not talking about any money involved here, because I think that's the due diligence. I understand the volunteer boards, but I just want to make sure we're not talking that there's any money in any of these commissions.
Okay. Either one of you care to address it?
Pardon me?
Right. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, are you talking about the actual service on the commission?
I would say both service and access to money that the let's say the museum or the commission may actually have. I mean, I know sometimes people donate money, and if the board can vote where the money goes to, I would like to know if we're talking about small amount of money or larger amounts of money. Or?
I'm glancing through 119B. I think I can tell you just from talking to people in our towns, there's not much money in historic preservation. I guess I don't feel very qualified to answer that question, but I do not think there is a great deal of money involved. I don't think we're talking about paying the board members. If you look at 119B, there are some revenue purposes out there, but they have to be approved by a vote of the public. So,
okay, it does appear that the bill is specific to just the composition of the members. Senator Teason.
Mr. Chair, I'll move do pass.
Okay. I have a do pass motion by Senator Teason and seconded by Senator Sutton on House Bill 1165. Any discussion on the motion?
I would just say that, this does just seem to be regard to membership. It's local control. The governing body will determine the residency requirements for membership. That seems to be logical to me. Thank you.
Okay. No further discussion on it. Will the secretary please call a roll? Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Senator Hager.
Aye.
Heinert. Excuse. Olson.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Holian.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye. We have a unanimous motion of due pass for House Bill 1165.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sutton.
Move consent.
Okay, we have a Motion from Senator Sutton, seconded by Senator Hager, to place House Bill 1165 on the consent calendar. All those in favor of the motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Will be placed on consent. The next bill we have on our docket is House Bill 1194. Title is to set a minimum size for a sign about zoning changes or conditional use permits. And at this time, we'll take proponent testimony. Good morning, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Reed Holine. I'm the state senator from District 5. I apologize. I think that there was a mix-up in my communication with Representative Otten. I really should not be pitching this bill. He got me to sign on, but I see that there is another proponent here who has signed in to testify. To tell you the truth, I'm quite neutral on this bill. I don't think that it does any harm, but it seems to be specified down in an area. But you can see for yourself, it basically just sets a minimum size requirement to post a sign and then kind of implies the size of lettering. So with that, I out of respect for the other person who has come to be a proponent, I figured I had to pitch the bill in order for that person to come up and speak. Thank you.
And a fine job you've done. We will take further proponent testimony at this time. Yes.
Todd Seaman with the department, and as Senator Holines quickly to do a me too, there was a very simple bill. Governments that have a that requires a sign to be posted for conditional use or proposed zoning changes, the sign has to be of a sufficient size to be seen. I believe the sign needs to be 24 inches by 18 inches. I can't speak for Representative Otten, but I believe it was a constituent type issue, and we did send someone to look for him, so hopefully he will come this morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's not finding anyone? Okay. Is there any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, any opponent testimony? Okay, we will close the testimony from the floor on House Bill 1194 and offer it to the committee for discussion. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, and I guess I'll lean on your wisdom in this, but seeing the situation where the prime sponsor is not here, I would probably encourage us to defer action on this particular piece of legislation until the prime sponsor that brought the bill for a constituent is able to fully vet this issue to us.
We can do that. We can defer it till next Wednesday. We've had just carry it over, and we've had testimony on it, but I think that's an excellent idea. Do we need a motion to? Okay, well, we'll just consider it done. We'll defer House Bill 1194 for continuation of a hearing on it for next Wednesday. Is there any further business to come before the committee this morning?
Mr. Chair, then I would also try to make sure Mr. Otten is aware and here for the meeting. So, thank you.
I see you, Senator Tiedemann.
Tiedemann, you're so good. You get your bills on consent when you're not even here.
I was over there.
Okay. No further business. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Motion by Senator Olson and seconded by Senator Holine to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
We are adjourned.